This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans will control the White House and the Senate, but with 17 seats still undecided in the House, ABC political director Rick Klein says
the likeliest scenario seems to me that Republicans stay in control of the House, and they do it with as slim or maybe even a slimmer margin than the four seats they have right now.
Democrats have managed to hold a Senate seat. ABC News reporting Nevada's Jackie Rosen's projected to defeat her Republican challenger, Sam Brown. President-elect Trump remains at his Florida residence formulating plans for his administration. Sources tell ABC News his billionaire supporter Elon Musk was with the president-elect when he accepted a phone call from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. And Trump handed the phone to Musk, who spoke to Zelensky himself. Authorities in Seattle arrested a man in connection with a spate of stabbings over 2 days and saw nine people hurt, five of them Friday afternoon. This is ABC News. The FBI is joining multiple state investigations into racist text messages mentioning slavery that were sent to adults and children in at least a dozen states in recent days. ABC's Steve Osunsami has more.
The texts come from unfamiliar numbers, telling people they've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation, to be ready at a certain time, and be prepared to be searched upon arrival.
I kept thinking, what have I done? Why is this targeted at me? And then when I realized it was happening everywhere, it made me feel horrible, too.
Some of the texts were sent through a free service called TextNow. The company says it has disabled the anonymous accounts.
Authorities are warning people getting the messages not to click on any links inside of them. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs filed a new request for bail, citing changed circumstances and new evidence. Combs has pleaded not guilty to racketeering and sex trafficking charges. He's had his two previous requests for bail rejected. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 116-94. Doc Rivers on what he was most disappointed in.
I would say just the offensive rebounds. You know, early on, I thought, you know, the first 8 minutes, we got stops on every possession, and then they got the ball back. I think they had 8 offensive rebounds in the first 9 minutes of the game. You know, they kept moving the ball. Then they shoot. They get a rebound. They get another rebound, and now we're walking the ball up the floor, playing slow basketball.
The Bucks will host the Celtics tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. College hoops, number 18th ranked Marquette with an 82-63 win over the George Mason Patriots. Boys high school volleyball, Sussex Hamilton won the state title last night in 5 sets over Middleton. Tonight, the Hamilton girls team faces Divine Savior Holy Angels for the championship, 7:30 at the Rest Center in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday. Right now it's 36.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish Sinekin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program here on Anything Goes Weekend. MAGA is out in full force after Trump's win and more violent than ever. That's the headline over at New Republic by Hafiz Rashid. Just quoting social media posts, right? This is Wired Magazine, actually, was the original source of this. One post reads, "There have to be as many traitors executed as he has days in office. Build the gallows, restore the republic." Another says, "New DOJ must utilize armed raids on Democrat deep state homes. Drag their asses into the streets, just like they did to our people." Another says, "Release the Project 2025 Handmaid's Tale rape squads." These guys are really feeling their oats. Nick Fuentes, you know, the neo-Nazi leader who had dinner with Donald Trump, he tweeted, "Your body, my choice, forever." Evan Kilgore, "Women, back to the kitchen. Abortions, illegal. Gays, back in the closet. Interracial marriage, banned. Illegals, pack your bags." Trannies, I hate to use that word, but "back to the asylums. Jesus, back in our schools. We are so back," he says. Meanwhile, black people are reporting that they are getting text messages. This is mostly college students, but it's happening all over the country. "Our executive slaves will come to get you in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched down once you've entered the plantation." And this is a copy of one of the messages. "Greetings, Monet M. You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Be ready at 12 p.m. sharp with your belongings." You are in Plantation Group S. Many of the recipients are college students from a wide range of schools, including Ohio State University, Clemson University in South Carolina, the University of Southern California, and Missouri State University, NBC News has confirmed. So, I'm wondering if they're working off lists of university students that specify race, because 100% of the people who've gotten these have been black. People as young as high school students and some beyond college have gotten these messages. Some of the messages mentioned Donald Trump. John Anthony, who's a black Republican who hosts a conservative radio show in Illinois, said he received one of these messages Wednesday afternoon. He says, "They tried to make it appear as if it came from Trump or Republicans. This is actually from a leftist organization wanting to sow discord." Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's a leftist organization at all. So, you know, we'll see. Will Trump begin his mass deportations? potential. I mean, right now we are hearing from people around the country saying, no, we're not going to go along with this. This is one of the two leading contenders for Donald Trump's attorney general position. Mike Davis, he's the former chief counsel for nominations for the Senate Judiciary Committee. He said, he writes, quote, let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term. Because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time. We will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights. Now, this guy could be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States in 2 months. He previously clerked for Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, and he now runs an organization that pushes right-wing judges. He says, I promise you, think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen ever again. Letitia James, on the other hand, is talking back, not specifically to him, but she's one of a number of people who are talking back. Governor Gavin Newsom of California has a message for Donnie. He has called for lawmakers to convene a special session ahead of another Trump presidency to safeguard the state's progressive policies. Meanwhile, attorneys general in blue states across the country announced that they're gearing up for a legal fight. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday held a press conference, and he said, you come for my people, you come through me. Kathy Hochul of New York on Wednesday said, we have to honor the election results, but we also have to try to work, you know, to fight any efforts to curtail reproductive freedoms, expand gun rights, or curb environmental regulations. She said, if you try to harm New Yorkers or roll back their rights, I will fight you every step of the way. Tish James, I was just telling you about, you know, the guy is threatening her. She said, if possible, we will work with this administration, but we will not compromise our values or our integrity, our principles. We did not expect this result, but we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We've faced this challenge before, and we use the rule of law to fight back. Maura Healey, the Massachusetts governor, told MSNBC she would absolutely not allow state police to assist in mass deportations. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, he was asked, well, here's the dialogue, a reporter, if Trump asked you to leave, would you go? Powell, no. Reporter, can you follow up on that? Powell, no. But Chairman, doesn't Donnie have the power to fire you? It's not permitted under the law. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Right? There are some rays of light through this darkness, by the way. In Missouri, voters, and this, by the way, this is from Judd Legum's popular.info. In Missouri, voters supported a measure to enshrine abortion rights until fetal viability into the state's constitution, which is overturning one of the state's strictest abortion, one of the nation's strictest abortion bans. In Arizona, voters passed an amendment to protect abortion rights until viability. Voters also passed amendments to protect reproductive rights in Colorado, Maryland, Montana, and New York. Nevada voters approved a ballot measure to protect abortion rights, but it needs to be approved again next in 2 years in order for the state constitution to be amended. In Florida, the Amendment 4, which would have protected abortion rights, got 57% of the vote, but the Republicans in Florida have set things up so you have to have 60% of the vote for a ballot measure to pass. So Florida was the only state where this failed. In three conservative states that Trump has carried in the last couple of elections, Missouri, Nebraska, and Alaska, voters decisively passed measures to guarantee sick leave, paid sick leave for workers. In Missouri and Alaska, the ballot initiatives also raised the state's minimum wages. In Kentucky and Nebraska, voters rejected ballot initiatives that would have allowed tax dollars to be spent on private and religious schools. In Colorado, voters also shot down an effort to enshrine school choice in the state's constitution, a move that, you know, people saw as a first step toward a voucher system. And in Florida, voters rejected a ballot initiative that would have further politicized the state's school boards. Delaware's voters made history by electing our country's first out transgender member of Congress. And that's Democrat Sarah McBride. She got 57% of the vote in Delaware. And also, and by the way, I saw her ad. She ran on jobs. She had all these blue-collar people saying, yeah, Sarah McBride is fighting for me. Bus drivers, steel workers. I mean, it was she ran on jobs. 57% of the vote. And she's, you know, she's the first. She will be the first transgender member of Congress. That didn't even become an, although her opponent tried to use that against her. Also, for the first time in U.S. history, there will be two black women in the U.S. Senate at the same time. In Delaware, it's Democrat Lisa Blunt. Lisa Blunt Rochester. And in Maryland, it's Democrat Angela Also Brooks. So, you know, there's some actually some very, very good news out there. You know, a lot of positive things happened in the election. I realize it's all overshadowed by this orange monster who's going to, you know, take over the country in a couple of months. But, you know, we'll be here. Somebody sent me a note saying, did you say you're quitting your show? No, I'm not. I'm here. I'll continue to be here. We will be here. We will fight this together. Stick around. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option, and I'll be picking up your calls right after this. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays.
Trolled.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Do you feel that spark inside, burning bright and true? A call to stand, a voice to raise. It's all up to you. In the heart of the chaos.
Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Brenda in Chicago. Hey, Brenda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Just a side note, I unfortunately don't share your optimism. I kind of agree with Ziggy. I have a background in law. I practiced law for a number of years. Then I was a history professor at a college. I do have a little bit of insight, probably not a lot, but now there's really going to be absolutely no checks and balances. Trump feels he has a mandate. He'll also be, in a sense, a lame duck because he doesn't have to worry about being reelected. So I'm very worried. But my main point in calling is I'm wondering, in order to get elected, do we need to have somebody that's flashy, charismatic, not intellectual, somebody that doesn't really care about people, somebody that's not decent and honorable? I'm being a little bit sarcastic because I think if you look at the last three, not counting George H.W., but Reagan, George W. Bush, and Trump had some things in common other than their policies. I think to people that are not deep thinkers, they may come across as the type of leader that people wish they could be, very charismatic, a lot of slogans. And I don't see, I have the highest respect for Biden and Harris and Walz, but I don't think any of them are particularly charismatic. To me, that doesn't matter. I want to vote for, I look at the character, the honor, the decency, the ethics, the morals, the intellect, the policies. The only person I can think of as a Democrat to come into mind is Bill Clinton, who I know you
and
have
Barack
a lot
Obama.
Of.
They're both very charismatic.
Yeah, to some extent, Barack as well, although I think he also came across as a little bit more soft-spoken and intellectual. But my question for you is, do we need to compromise? I'm going to throw this out there. Should Harris have picked like a Josh Shapiro, who maybe I don't like him as much, maybe I don't trust him as much, but do we have to look at electability? I don't know, Todd. I'm wondering what you think.
To the extent that
not just that one person, but I mean just in general.
No,
my
I get it. To the extent that anybody could have spoken to blue collar people, which is basically who decided this election, right? You know, massive blue collar defections. Among white people, among Latinos, and even among blacks, if there was anybody who could do that, it was Tim Walz, and I thought he did a pretty good job of it. It's just that he was not at the top of the ticket, the problem, one of the problems that this campaign had was that they weren't talking to average working people, and in a language that they could understand, and Trump was, and. That doesn't mean that we have to put stupid people in. I think, frankly, Gavin Newsom can talk to average working people. I think it's why he's been governor of California for so long. I think we've got a number of politicians who can speak to average working people. but the Democratic Party needs to get its message act together, because the message that the Democratic Party have been putting forward over the last couple of months clearly didn't work. Now, that said, I mean, you know, Kamala Harris was dealing with a massive uphill struggle from day one. I mean, you know, she had to do in basically 3 months what is typically done in a year to a year and a half of a presidential campaign, number one. Number two, she didn't have a whole lot of money to do it with. Number three, you had, you know, the Democrats were probably outspent by like 7-1 in the dark money area by the right-wing billionaires, and there was no social media organization that was relentlessly pumping Democrats. Instead, you had Twitter, you know, constantly, you know, pushing Trump and Republicans. So there was an awful lot going against her. There's no doubt about that. But clearly that failure to message, and like I say, it doesn't have to be somebody stupid. I, you know, Bill Clinton talked to average working people without a problem. I mean, he didn't do that much for them, but he talked to them in a way that caused them to think that they were being heard. And I think Obama did too. Although I continue to believe that the main reason that Barack Obama got elected in 2008 was because Air America was on the air in 57 cities in the United States. We covered about 80% of all of America. And we were in a lot of red states. And the red states that went for Obama that have never gone back, those were the states where we ended up getting taken off the air. I think the media has a lot to do with it too. Brenda, I want to get one more call in here. Thank you for the call. Brian in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I disagree somewhat about the messaging to the, I guess, everyday blue-collar worker. Mm-hmm. The Trump cult, how do you reach out to people who believe in Jewish space lasers that control the weather, or that JFK is going to be reincarnated?
It wasn't the Trump cult that carried this thing over the top for Trump. It was blue-collar, low-information voters. And they saw this ad that said Kamala Harris cares about them and Donald Trump cares about you. I mean, that's literally the punchline of the ad.
I mean, that is fair. That is fair. But when you are putting out job numbers, you know, the job growth,
but nobody knew
number.
That.
We have the lowest.
The majority of Americans think the economy is in a recession right now, which is the exact opposite of reality. And that's a real testimonial to the power of Fox News and the right wing machine. But, you know, but it's also an indictment of the Biden administration and their failure to communicate the successes that they were having. They thought being successful was enough. It's not. You've got to talk about it. Brian, I got to run. Thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans will control the White House and the Senate, but with 17 seats still undecided in the House, ABC political director Rick Klein says
the likeliest scenario seems to me that Republicans stay in control of the House, and they do it with as slim or maybe even a slimmer margin than the 4 seats they have right now.
Democrats have managed to hold a Senate seat. ABC News reporting Nevada's Jackie Rosen's projected to defeat her Republican challenger, Sam Brown. President-elect Trump remains at his Florida residence formulating plans for his administration. Sources tell ABC News his billionaire supporter Elon Musk was with the president-elect when he accepted a phone call from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. And Trump handed the phone to Musk, who spoke to Zelensky himself. Authorities in Seattle arrested a man in connection with a spate of stabbings over 2 days that saw 9 people hurt, 5 of them Friday afternoon. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the 3 new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us 3 shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The 6th Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday.
Currently, it's 37.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it next to the bed so I can take it in the morning with my coffee. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com and get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbearing.com, code TOM. It's spelled super, S-U-P-E-R, bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, superbearing.com. And the code to get that 15% discount is TOM, T-H-O-M. Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Roswell, Georgia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Thanks for all you do, Tom. Greetings from Roswell, Georgia.
Yeah, I used to live there.
You're familiar with that place. That's right. My conservative friends say I'm overreacting to the dangers of Mr. Trump, but I refer them to our neighborhood state here, Alabama, in the case of the former Alabama governor, Eugene Seligman, who I believe is a friend of yours.
Yeah, Don Seligman. Seligman.
Yeah, he took some actions that the previous Republican governors had taken, but that was construed as illegal. He was prosecuted, convicted, spent quite a bit of time in prison.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of a warning to us. It can happen at a state level. And was appealed, and of course there was a great outcry that he had been unjustly convicted, and there we go. I do have a partial solution. President Biden needs to have a news conference. He then pardons preemptively Kamala and her husband. He resigns. Kamala takes the oath. She announces the resignation of Attorney General Merrick Garland and the announcement of acting Attorney General Letitia James, and then pardons Adam Schiff, Hillary, et cetera, Hunter Biden, and Joe. And then by the power invested her in the Supreme Court, takes whatever action she may need necessary that are her official acts to further any causes that need to be taken care of.
Yeah, and dream on, Mike.
Anyway, if you talk to the governor, please tell him that there's people out here who were pulling for him and feel like he was just so unjustly charged.
Yeah, I saw him at the DNC and his son. In fact, his son was on my program. Don Seligman is a good man, and his crime was that he pointed out that they had stolen the election from him by flipping 15,000 votes at 1 o'clock in the morning on a voting tabulating machine, on a PC computer, a Windows computer. And he could pretty much prove it. And so, you know, they threw him in jail for appointing this guy to a hospital commission that, as you point out, the previous governor had twice appointed the same guy to the same hospital commission. But they said that this was some sort of a bribe that he took, even though he never took anything from the guy. The guy had contributed to his campaign, though, and they said that that was the bribe, and you know, they threw him in jail. He called into this show from the prison, and then, as a result of that, they put him in solitary confinement for 2 months. I mean, they really tried to break this guy.
And it's just a crime what they did, Don Siegelman, the former Alabama governor. He's written a book about it, by the way, that you can find over on Amazon or Powell's or, you know, any of your online, and of course in your local bookstore too, if you've got one, if you still have one there in Roswell. So,
Yes, we do.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Mike. All you do, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Katie in Humul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Well, we just got back from Australia, and this hits the fan. But anyway, yeah. I think we're sticking it out here. I was going to talk about sexism, and I have to say CC did a fabulous job, and maybe the only thing he left out was the Bradley effect, which you know is what that is.
I don't know what that is. What is the Bradley effect?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just when it's a term about everybody. Bradley, back in the day when he was running for mayor or governor, maybe governor, he's black. Our international airport in L.A. is named after him. Mm-hmm. And they said they were going to vote for Bradley, and they got in, and they voted for the white guy.
Oh.
And that's called the Bradley effect.
Yeah.
So you go in, and you go, I don't know, maybe a woman just can't cut it.
Right.
And that's the Bradley effect. I thought you had actually mentioned that over the years.
Yeah,
that
I've been listening since America. I didn't recall. Yeah, you're
right. You can put that in your Rolodex. Anyway, and then I wanted to just have a little riff on what Ron Reagan says about being an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
I am not ashamed of my college degree, nor are my sisters, and our parents. We grew up in the 50s, like you, and our parents just didn't have the opportunities and wanted to make sure their daughters would go to college, and they turned out a teacher, an attorney, and a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm kind of miffed about Axelrod. Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other thing is that I want to say about this working class, I remember, and you can correct me because this is total memory, and I'm, 76, so but that some of the first followers of Ronald Reagan who hated unions were the blue-collar workers. We seem to lose them, and it was on the cover of either Time or Newsweek of what's happening with our blue-collar workers, right?
Yeah.
And they were going to Reagan.
Yeah,
and
the so-called Reagan Democrats.
That was... Yeah, and I mean, I grew up with kids that were, you know, blue-collar. I grew up in a chicken coop, for God's sake. And I have encountered them over the many years, because I've never moved, really, except Australia. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and they were right-wingers. They had become right-wingers, and they grew up like I did.
Yeah, and they were believing the stuff that Reagan was shoveling, that, you know, the corrupt union bosses were bleeding you dry,
Because of Limbaugh, et cetera.
Yep. Yep.
So I think, and because I was nettled by Bernie Sanders, not that I disagreed, but the fact that it was, you know, all on that, I think, and I've got this so branded in my head, is media infrastructure. Not that I haven't heard you say that many times, but I'm going, yeah. And this is what the enormous frustration of my lefty friends is, that since the 80s, and you've talked about it 1,000 times, where was the Democratic Party?
Right.
Not wanting to hurt people's feelings, or, you know, not wanting to be divisive. Where were they? You know? And so I think that if we had had a media infrastructure in the 80s, we wouldn't have had a conservative Clinton. It's where people in politics, and you correct me, but I mean, that's where liberals or lefties or whatever, that's where people call and say, this is what we're concerned about.
No, I completely agree with you, Katie. And in fact, the kind of little progressive era that we had from 2008 to 2016, mm-hmm. the first few years of that were during the reign of Air America Radio.
I listened to you and Randy Rhodes when I was driving.
We were talking every day to 80% of America. And we had millions and millions of listeners, and we regularly beat Rush Limbaugh. But then, you know, Mitt Romney wanted to run for president, so he...
Tom, you're talking about 08. I'm talking about 1983, 84.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah.
We lost an enormous amount of time, and Clinton may have gotten the, hey, heads up, this is not good. This NAFTA stuff is just, you know, we're not happy about that.
Yeah.
And because we weren't. But we had no place to express it.
Yeah.
But we didn't have the internet, you know, for God's sake.
Yep.
So I think media infrastructure won.
Yeah. No, I
agree.
And
again,
I
am not going to accept blame as a college-educated woman.
There you go. There you go. Michael Chmasky has a great op-ed about this today over at The New Republic. TNR.com or NewRepublic.com, you know, where he's saying, he's been a writer and editor for 30 years, and what he sees is that there is no progressive media infrastructure of any consequence, and the conservative media structure has basically taken over America and dictates the terms to the mass media, to the legacy media.
Yeah.
Dictates
to
them what they will discuss every day.
Our side is just not getting the message.
No,
and one quick one, what do you think of The Guardian as a source? Because
I think The Guardian's great. I subscribe to The Guardian. I send them money, and I encourage everybody else to, too. Katie, I got to move along. Well, thank you for the call.
It's always
nice to
hear from
you. Yep, good talking to you. Aaron in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for taking my call. So there have been a couple of callers today that are kind of wondering about, you know, resistance, what to do next, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that, you know, despair is not an option. So here I'd like to offer something for those folks who are worried about what to do. I think that I'd like to offer Cory Doctorow's novels. Cory Doctorow was a co-editor of Boing Boing and is a contributor at Wired magazine, and he's written a bunch of young adult focused novels. Two of them, Little Brother and Homeland, are essentially fictionalized blueprints for resistance to militarized fascistic government.
Oh, interesting. What are the main lessons you get from them, Aaron?
Well, you learn about cryptocurrency, encryption, how to use dark web, how to organize mass resistance efforts without being caught.
All the stuff that the right wingers have been trying to do, basically.
Yeah, basically. So you understand all of those things. He's written other books that teach about organizing labor online. He wrote a book called Unauthorized Bread that's about, you know, what happens when everything is a subscription-only service, when you have to buy, you know, the right bread for your toaster.
Right.
So I would just recommend folks to educate themselves using these really great, fun novels.
Mm-hmm.
Learn about, let's see, one of his books, The Internet Con, How to Seize the Means of Computation. Fight back.
Sounds great. I'm familiar with Cory Doctorow, and although I wasn't, not to the extent that you are, Aaron. Thank you very much for that information. That's great. Appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. It's the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Wake up with the sunrise, feeling so alive. Turn that radio on, let your spirit fly. You got a thought to share or to
welcome back 9 minutes before the hour. Dave in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
I think the Dems want to... future elections, I think the playbook's the idea. You just got to go back to FDR and his second Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, what working man would not like, you know, that guaranteed living wage and education and all that.
Yeah. So
the playbook's there.
I agree. And in fact, the irony, and I point this out in my op-ed today at Hartman Report, is that Joe Biden actually did the stuff that needed to be done. He actually repudiated neoliberalism. He said, no, we're not going to do what Reagan and Clinton and Obama and Bush did. We're going to change that. We're going to bring our factories back home, and he's doing it. New factory construction in the United States right now is higher than it's been since the 1960s. He said, we're going to bring our factories back home. We're going to bring our jobs back home. We're going to get people good union jobs. He was the first guy to walk a picket line in the history of the United States, first president. He said we're going to raise taxes on corporations. He passed a minimum 15% tax for corporations, no more tax evasion. He raised taxes on billionaires, not a great deal, but he's also was letting, you know, Trump's tax cuts for billionaires expire. Trump is going to renew that next year. I mean, Biden was doing the do. It's just that he never spoke out, as the previous caller pointed out. He was holding a press conference once every 2 or 3 months when he should have been doing it, you know, at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, I was doing it like every other day.
Yeah, well, Trump was doing it every day. You know, every single day. Trump woke up every morning asking himself the question that he'd been asking himself since the 1970s, which is, how do I get myself on the front page of the paper today?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I have to say something outrageous, if I have to do something stupid, so be it. But how do I get myself on the front page of the paper? And Biden is a quiet, soft-spoken guy and yeah. not particularly articulate. He's, you know, he's got this terrible stutter. And so he just doesn't like doing those kind of things. And he hasn't been doing those kind of things. And the result is what happened. Because he actually did the do. I mean, you know, Joe Biden has been one of the best presidents of my lifetime. And I mean, he's right up there with Lyndon Johnson, in my opinion. But nobody yeah. knows it. And that's basically that's on him. And we've just got to we got to say it like it is. Dave, thank you for the call. Lisa in Carmichael, California. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I have a great concern about some election interference. You know how Trump is about projecting things onto other people, and while he has in the past said that there's election interference if he didn't get elected, it was because it was rigged by the left. And I'm thinking possibly this last election has possibly been the thing is that I think he's possibly interfered himself mm-hmm. with the Electoral College. I don't know if anybody else has thought about this, but I've tried to do a little bit of research, and I have to admit I haven't done a whole lot yet.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how this might have happened, because we had, 3 in the morning, I checked the results of the presidential election, and he had won by, 290 electoral votes?
Mm-hmm.
And California, I don't even heard of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know whether California even got a chance to submit their electoral votes.
No, not. And there's still counted votes blue. In California, although I think the Electoral College has become pretty clear. But, Lisa, mm-hmm. There's no doubt that there was a lot of voter suppression in this election, an enormous amount of it, particularly mm-hmm. in Georgia and Texas. And Greg Palast right. has been documenting that in Georgia, and it's no secret in Texas and Florida. Even at that, assuming 2, 3, 4, even 5 million votes were suppressed, that still doesn't account for this win. This win by Donald Trump is there's clearly either some success on his part or some failure on the Democratic part. Now, the two things that I think drove this are, number one, that I believe, and we'll probably never know because so much of it is dark money, but I believe that the Trump camp outspent the Harris camp by at least $1 billion in the swing states.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. number one. But number two, they had a devastatingly effective ad. And the Harris ad, Harris campaign never really put together an ad that just peeled the bark off Donald Trump the way that the Trump campaign right. put together an ad that just, you know, blew up Kamala Harris's, you know, candidacy. And, you know, she's for they, them. Trump is for you. I mean, it's like this incredible slogan. And the low information voters, which is, you know, a startling number of Americans who just, you know, don't follow politics. You know, they've got a life mm-hmm. to live. You know, just caught right. the ads and said, OK, you know, I'm voting for Trump. You know, he's there for me. And so yeah. between massive amounts of money, the massive structural advantage that Republicans have with Twitter, with Facebook, with, you know, all of the right-wing media, 1,500 right-wing radio stations, et cetera, and the failure of the Harris campaign to really effectively message to working class people, we got what we got. Lisa, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Great talking with you. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Why
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will...
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.